Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa nā Tanahira Tōku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Waipareira boss John Tamihere says low Māori vaccination rates are a feature of the way the system is designed. Māori make up 45% of cases over the past 2 weeks, with the majority of new cases being people under 40. 45% is also the rate for Māori who are fully vaccinated, compared with a national average of 66.6%. Mr. Tamihere says the North Island Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency had a street-level vaccination plan prepared early in the year, but Health Ministry officials refused to listen, so providers had to work in a system that puts others at the front of the queue.
We vaccinated over 500,000 Kiwis in our Whānau Ora network. 94% of them were non-Māori. We were forced to vaccinate everybody that the system designed us to vaccinate. If we had been able to roll our own vaccination program, we would be at 90% today as a population. We wouldn't worry about traffic lights or lockdowns.
John Tamihere. But Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says Māori vaccination rates are heading in the right direction. She says rates are high for the 50-plus age group and extremely high in the 65-plus range. And extremely high in the 65-plus range. But with the Māori medium age being 25 and 27 for Māori males and females respectively, compared with the national medium ages of 36 and 38, that means a lot of Māori only became eligible for the vaccine 6 weeks ago.
It is that younger group, and there'll be lots of reasons for that. Outside of Auckland, COVID doesn't really feel like it's on their doorstep. They probably feel a bit more invincible. And if we're honest, they've been the subject of a lot more misinformation online. So it is about having those conversations with our rangatahi and giving them the reasons why it's so important. But I do think we'll get there.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. A story drawn from observations of daily life has won Rawinia Parata a Play Market Brown Ink Award for her first full-length play script. The Massey Master of Creative Writing student has previously picked up a commendation in the Playwrights Association 2021 one-act play competition. Parata, who has Ngāti Porou and Ngāi Tahu connections, says it came out of her own experience of raising a young family.
Our side of the fence is about two families, one living on either side of that fence, and the assumptions that they make about one another that can be wrong, that can be misguided, and about what happens when those families are kind of confronted with getting to know each other much more intimately. We're more than our culture, we're more than our skin, we're more than our gender, we're human beings.
Rawinia Parata says she's looking for a director to bring the play to the stage. And that is your Wātea News.